Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sean Bellent. Today on the program, we're going to focus on Phase 3 of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's five-phase Restore Illinois Recovery Reopening Plan in the wake of the coronavirus. First up, let's hear from State Senator Andy Menar and his thoughts on reopening Illinois economies region by region.
I think there's a lot of distance between phase two and three. There's not much distance between phase one and two. I think we know that. Phase three is going to change things substantially. I still would like to see the ability, and this is what I've been advocating for in Springfield, the ability of local officials, local public health departments to be able to submit their own reopening plans to the State Department of Public Health for consideration. This was something that was put forward many weeks ago by a concept that was put forward by the mayor of Peoria, the public health department in Peoria, where the hospitals and health departments put forward a plan that, if you look at it, is pretty good. And I think there should be an avenue for local health officials and local elected officials to put forward their own reopening plans. That didn't happen. We did see that the rules that were in front of a legislative body were withdrawn in terms of enforcement of the executive order. That was the result of our process, and that was something that was an outcome of the session. I still would like to see, though, you know, for example, I think the Macoupin County Public Health Department could submit a responsible plan to the Illinois Department of Public Health for what I think would be a faster reopening and still maintain public health as the predominant factor in decision making. Unfortunately, we can't do that today, but we're still advocating for that with the governor's office.
Hillsborough Mayor Brian Sullivan also weighs in.
Well, phase three, I felt we should have been in phase three 3 weeks ago, but now that it's here and it's coming Friday, I was glad to see that the bar and restaurant opening was included. The street part of that was kind of a pretty difficult thing for most of our bars and restaurants in Hillsborough because they did not have, we had one with a beer garden, but the rest do not. And, so we're actually blocking off parking spaces on Main Street to allow those businesses the opportunity to set up tables and tents where they can serve outside to allow them the opportunity to start, generating some income.
Last week, Hillsborough officials went to work on a plan to help businesses get through the next month. Sullivan explains.
Yeah, well, Sean, as you know, we've been frustrated with the slow reopening that the state's laid out with phase three and four so far apart. And, we've heard our businesses screaming for help and realize that they are just not going to get there if they have to wait another month to reopen. Some of these places don't have it. They're not going to make it. So my council and I, we've been discussing this for a couple weeks, trying to figure out what we could do. And, we discussed with the health department and everything else, and that route wasn't working. So we thought, maybe we can do an additional bonus to help them get through this next month and, put them in a position where they can survive to move forward. So we consulted Keith Moran Developments. They helped us set up our TIF and our business district. They helped us design a program that we called the Hillsborough Helps Small Business Stabilization Grant Program. And what it's going to do is allow the businesses that were completely closed, that were not allowed to do any kind of services, the ability to apply for $2,000 that will be able to be offset for certain bills and expenses that they had during the last 2.5 months. And then businesses that were closed but were allowed to do partial services like curbside delivery, things of that nature, where they were mainly closed, but they tried to survive the best they could through other means. Those businesses are going to be allowed to apply for $1,000, and same thing, it'll be based on billing and everything during the last 2.5 months during COVID. There's some restrictions. The businesses have to be located in the Hillsborough Business District because that's where the funds were derived, and there's certain other limitations as far as they have to have an EIN number, be you know, listed as an official business before the date that this COVID epidemic onset happened. But, you know, the whole design of this is to help them make it to where they can reopen.
In Litchfield, Mayor Steve Doherty and the City Council worked together to open the door to outdoor opportunities for bars and restaurants.
It is. I've been speaking with making an attempt, and in the next several days I'll finish that, trying to make an attempt to contact all liquor license holders and restaurants that hold liquor licenses, because we have pretty stringent ordinances regarding outdoor consumption of alcohol. And one that we will continue with is that alcohol cannot be consumed on public property or public right-of-way. But I'm working with each individual license holder and meeting with them, measuring their outdoor properties to develop number of people that can be on premise. There will be a control on that. Say if you have enough square footage for 80 people, that's all that will be allowed, and there can't be any loitering or waiting outside that area, et cetera. We want to maintain control, but yet we understand that people need to get out, they need to be social, and most of all, these small businesses need to start making some money in order to survive.
And Mayor Doherty says it's been an emotional process.
And I've experienced tears and hugs and everything else from these people, and it kind of makes me tear up thinking about it, because their livelihood that they built for 20, 30 years is very quickly disappearing. At this point, it doesn't make much sense to be as stringent as the governor mandates. And, of course, I've said all along that the governor has no power, that all the power is in the local health department, which is governed by the Illinois Health Department, and which they get funding from. So I understand their need to be compliant, but that only involves people that have a health license, which would be restaurants, bars, beauty parlors, et cetera, that kind of thing. So they still have jurisdiction over those businesses and can stand to lose licenses if they're not compliant.
Doherty also notes there has been some expense with opening on an outdoor basis.
Now, you know, if they're thinking about outside service, they're going to have extra personnel. They're going to have maybe a tent. They're going to have to put up fencing. They're going to have to rent porta potties, all this kind of thing. So the public really needs to know that these people are making an extra effort actually to serve the public and to survive. So I'm hoping with these new protocols, these rules, with self-enforcement and with the public knowing how critical it is that people cooperate, that they will cooperate and not get out of hand and this kind of thing and go against our the ordinances any more than what they already are. And again, at the end of this month, maybe they'll be able to move back indoors.
And Doherty says there's not much of a safety net for the bars and restaurants across mid-Illinois.
It is, and these are businesses that don't have a large security stash and that kind of thing. I mean, it's a day-to-day operation. There's not a lot of profit in bars and restaurants, and it really depends on being consistently opening. And if you have any interruption, and unless you get some cooperation from your mortgager or, you know, in some cases now the government in relieving. The county's relieving some tax pressures by putting it off for a month and a half, I guess, before they start charging you any penalties and that kind of thing.
And best of luck to the restaurants, bars, and the owners and employees this weekend. That's a wrap for Around Montgomery County. I'm Sean Balint.